Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. We've got Scott Abraham, news director at ABC 7, joining us at 9 o'clock as we get into the Commanders. Dante Whitner, who's been on the show before, former 49er safety, who's excellent, is going to join us at 9:40 as we go around the NFL.
He's good.
The Commanders should be in Miami already, right?
They were. I think they traveled last night.
Getting ready for preseason game number two.
I don't know what time the practice is, but I assume in the morning.
Yeah.
If you had to set the over-under on pass attempts for Jaden Daniels this week,
double it.
That's a great question.
I'd set it at more than double. I mean, double would be six. I'd set the over-under at 9.5.
All right. How much are they going to throw him out there?
I would hope close to a half. If not,
I know that's what we hope, but what's the offensive line situation? I mean, how many of those starters are going to play?
It's so weird.
Just have no idea.
It's so weird.
Finley would probably know more, but
I'd love to see him throw 15 to 20 passes, but I don't think we're going to see that.
I'd like to see him play three quarters, but
yeah,
actually maybe a half.
In fact, I did finally listen to Russini and Chase Daniels' little interview with Kingsbury. It was actually just Diane on the sideline. And she talked to him for 5 or 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. But then Chase evaluated or tried to. She asked him to give a grade of Jaden, or somehow that came up, and he gave him incomplete. It's probably fair. He's like, he only threw three passes. Correct. He says now the one he threw to the Army was a friggin' dime.
It was nice, yeah.
But he's like, and I kind of felt this way too. They get in, you know, inside the 5-yard line, and then they hand off like five times.
Yeah.
He's like, come on, let's see the kid throw the ball.
Well, they're also trying to see what the running game's all about.
Of course. Of course.
But that run pass option, that RPO stuff is going to be a weapon.
For sure.
Inside the five.
For sure. And I'm telling people, watch the first RPO they did when they got inside that 5-yard line and Jaden gave it to, I don't know who it was, if it was B-Rob or Eckler or whoever. I can't remember. And he's jumping up and down. He's run left when he gives it to the running back who goes up the middle, and he's jumping up and down. I'm reading that as, oh, I should have kept it because I walk in the end zone if I keep it. And then he did that about three plays later.
Correct.
Yesterday, we spent some time talking about Jahan Dotson, speculating if he's one of these guys that has bad body language. Our pal Logan Paulson was on with Craig Hoffman from Team 980 and some interesting quotes. He said, I love him as a route runner. I love his feel for catching the football. So he starts with the compliments.
Yeah.
But then he says he doesn't like contact. And he said, if I'm a coach, I want to see him play through that. The only way I get to see it is if he's getting reps. I think that's something coming out of the game. I think Jahan did some good stuff. Again, complimentary. I think he had a screen where he was a little creative, but I need to see him play stronger.
Mm. Right. I don't know I don't know it as well as he does, obviously, so I'll try to look for that. I know that I did talk to Brian after the show, right before their show started.
Yeah.
And Brian is not going to name any names.
No.
I'll just tell you right now. He's not. That's
he
not,
said
that's
it was a bunch of guys.
He said he had a bunch of guys that he interpreted as bad body language.
Yes.
And so, you know, probably should apologize to Jahan because Brian certainly wasn't singling out Jahan Dotson.
But it was curious.
As we were trying to guess.
It was curious that he did play longer than the other guys, and I guess they want to see if he can play through contact, according to Logan Paulson. And he goes on to say, I love the route runner. I love the nuance. I love he layers stems and indicators. He catches the football well.
But
he's always going to be limited if he can't get through this.
Right.
So I guess that's the knock on him and the rap on him, and defenses face Jahan Dotson. They get physical.
I think I'm looking forward more to this game. Than I was the
first
game.
Should see more.
Well, and obviously because of Trace, but and hopefully he plays. But for specifically for Daniels, I think I'm looking more forward to this one than the Jets.
Look, I'm looking forward for everything. I want to see Jaden. I want to see Jamin. I want to see if Sinnott can have another day, you know, a couple catches. I'm telling you, Sinnott might be one of the big surprises out of that draft class.
Well, let's hope. All right, let's work in some calls here. Let's hit, you want to go to Nick and Chantilly?
Let's go to Nick. Nick, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, love the show. Have it on every day.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, bud.
I own a seafood market, actually, in Chantilly, and I got a fish you guys are sleeping on.
What's that?
Why don't you give us some food sometime?
Golden tilefish.
All right, what is it?
It's a mild whitefish.
Okay.
It's super sweet. It eats crab, actually, so it kind of tastes like crab a little bit.
Okay. Are they big? Are they big fish?
They range anywhere from like 5 pounds up to like 30 pounds.
Oh, okay.
What do you season it with? Just like butter? Like give me some.
Just salt and pepper, and you just saute in butter. Mm. And it'll be one of the best pieces of fish you've ever had. It's not as good as sea bass, but. Ooh,
golden tile?
Why don't you bring some in?
What do you serve it with?
Just rice or
just over rice?
Simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, might have to try that.
Nick, do you have jumbo lump at your market?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, definitely. Maryland jumbo lump.
What do you charge for that?
You get it from Cambridge. Right now we got it for like about $50 a pound.
Oh my god.
What about the junk's price?
Yeah, what's the junk's price? By half that?
Junk's price would be free.
Oh, look at that.
Well, you're not that far from me and Drabby.
I'm out in Chantilly a lot during club season.
Yeah, pick up some crabs.
Yeah, we're right by like the Dulles Expo Center.
Oh, okay, yeah. You know, right by there all the time.
Do some farmer's markets up in Bethesda.
Yep.
Oh, you come up to Bethesda?
Alexandria.
Yeah.
Do you ever come to the little farm?
Every Sunday, yep.
Do you ever come up to the little farmer's market in Kensington?
Not that one. The one we do is on Sunday in Bethesda at the elementary school.
Okay, yeah.
Nick,
do
you have like pre-made crab cakes ready to go? Like if I wanted
not
to just swing by?
Not pre-made.
Okay. Just the meat. Just the meat, yeah. We've got Maryland crab meat. We got Venezuelan crab meat.
What's Venezuelan crab meat?
You can imagine.
That can't be any good.
I buy that stuff. You just cover it in Old
it's
Bay.
It's really good, yeah.
Oh, you think it is?
It's the same blue crab species you find in the Bay.
Why don't we see more rockfish? Like, considering it's like native this area, isn't it?
It is, but it's not always running in the Bay. Like right now, all the rockfish is up in Massachusetts, and they just closed that yesterday. So it's really strictly managed, that fishery. So like every fish is tagged as soon as it's caught and stuff like that. So sometimes they get them, but
do you ever watch Wicked Tuna? I love it.
Sometimes, yeah.
How come it hasn't been aired lately?
And stuff like that.
What happened to Wicked Tuna? Did they pull it? If anybody has an update on Wicked Tuna, I need to know. I'm not kidding. I keep looking for it.
Hey, is Nick like smelly? Does he go home and he smells like fish?
Yeah, do you smell stinky?
Oh, definitely.
Stinky? Yeah, right.
Definitely, yeah.
You got an old
lady? My wife has a separate laundry basket. I put my work clothes in when I get home.
Yeah, I bet. A lot of fish in your house. All right. Thank you, brother. Hey, stay on hold.
Yeah, we gotta get his info.
We're gonna get your info.
Yeah, we're gonna get your info.
All right, awesome.
What's the name of your company, real quick?
Lobster Mania.
All right, there you go.
If I could stop by Lobster Mania and just get a little hook job.
I want some lobster.
I'm all over
Screw all that other stuff.
Hey, I liked my first fillet of fish last week.
There you go.
What was your first one you ever had?
Yeah.
I'm never, I didn't.
Listen, it's not some delicacy, but it's just, it's a convenient.
It's a staple. It's a staple for McDonald's.
You know what? It's an excuse to have mayonnaise or, you know, whatever.
Tartar.
The tartar sauce, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely came with a lot of tartar. Yeah. He had never had one up until last week. Valdez.
Hey, I've never had a fillet of fish.
That's crazy.
Both of us, it was our first time.
Yeah. They've shrunk. They're smaller.
It wasn't as bad as I thought.
I like it. I think it's tasty.
I think it's really good.
Yeah.
I did enjoy it.
Let's go to Paul in Vienna. Paul, what's up, bud?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, we're good.
What's up, Paul?
A couple comments on the fish real quick.
Yeah.
If you haven't tried this, trout is very good. You could find a good pecan crusted trout either at Capital Grill or Seasons 52 with like a lemon caper sauce. It's very mild, and it's a nice tasting fish, not a lot of bones. And the reason that you don't see swordfish a lot, because it was a lot of mercury. The content was very high on mercury, so they kind of put that aside. You don't see that very often in restaurants.
Oh,
okay. I didn't know that.
Didn't know that.
Had no idea.
And one quick football comment. I'm an Eagles fan.
All right.
And Eagles have been flying under the radar because of their downfall last season. I think Hurts was injured, and they have new offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. I think they're going to be phenomenal this year, but no one's talking about them. So they're kind of laying low. I like that.
Well, Jason keeps saying he thinks Barkley's going to be a huge addition for them.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm not going out on a limb there.
No, I know, but I mean, people aren't really talking about it that much.
I think, look, Swift is a good back, but Barkley's on a different level, in my opinion, because of
it definitely is.
His physical play.
He's a little tougher.
He's tougher. He can do both run and catch the ball. I just think that when you're trying to, you know, defend that offense, you got two stud receivers, you got a stud tight end, you got a quarterback who can run, and now you got a great running back.
Right.
Who do you stop?
I can't remember the name of the guest, but somebody was on B. Mitch and Finley yesterday. I think it was a beat reporter. And he said Hurts hadn't thrown an interception in training camp.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I read that. Let's go to Nick in Chantilly. Is he there? Oh, is he talking to him? What's going on?
We just talked to Nick.
Oh, that's the guy?
Yeah.
You gotta answer the others. So you know what I watched for 2.5 hours yesterday? It was 2.5 hours. I just stumbled on it.
Give me the time of day.
After I came back from golf.
All right, so six.
So you'll never guess it because it was a YouTube thing.
Oh, okay.
So I got home from golf, and I'm just checking what's going on, and I always like to see YouTube and see like what videos pop up, and you know, like the Bryson, John Daly. I actually watched that this morning, but you know I'm a big JFK guy. I bought a bunch of JFK books.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, I had no idea about this. There's a guy that admitted to shooting Kennedy 20 years ago, and everyone tries to dismiss him.
Mm-hmm.
They did an interview with him. YouTube took it down a couple years ago. They reposted it. It's got over 1 million views in like 2 days. His name is James Files.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 2.5 hour long interview, and it was the most riveting thing I've ever seen.
Hmm.
And I believe every word out of this guy.
Sucker.
I don't think I'm a sucker. I believe every word. And you just got to watch it, and you be the judge. I know you guys will never watch it.
You're right.
But people out there, watch it, and you tell me that guy's lying. He's got details that are ridiculous. He's just an old hillbilly from Chicago mobster that was a CIA contractor, and he gives you every detail. And he's crazy. I was riveted by that last night. Didn't watch anything else. I don't know what happened in the Nats. What were the Nats? I don't even know.
Lost 4-1
to the Orioles. Okay.
Yeah.
So who was pitching for the Nats?
Hurts. Yeah. Actually pitched okay, but.
Yeah. All right. Well,
Valdez Kramer was actually good. He's much better than he was on the last 4 or 5 starts.
All right. Let's go. I don't know. He hasn't. Let's see if these are still drunk guys. I don't know. Hey, what's up? You're on with the Junkies.
Hello.
I don't know what's wrong with these people. They call and then, but if you're talking to Nick forever, I just want to go to him.
I know. When they're ready, I'll screen them. You got Kevin from Glory Days and you know, some other dog.
All right.
Kevin. I'm not surprised. They're
not going anywhere.
I'm not surprised.
I like to do it though. I mean, I don't know. You and Nick, you're picking up your lobster or something. You're setting it up.
I'm organizing the crab kickoff.
Oh.
Mm. That would, yeah.
It's going to be our fourth.
Are we going to do sweatshirts and the whole nine again?
Of course. It'll be Chiefs colors.
Chiefs color. Get another Chiefs colors Junkies sweatshirt.
Well, we were talking about that. Nobody wore the Chiefs one from last year, so we're trying to figure out.
I gave it to my son.
Right.
I don't know if that's good or bad, but that's what I did.
Felt like 2 years ago I looked like Sean McVay every time I wore it.
The blue.
Because we had the Rams colors.
The Rams colors, right.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, it's up to you if you guys want to do that. I don't know. Somebody said that Grant said yesterday that he was told Jaden's going to play 3 series. So I think I might be right.
Be the under on the 9.5 then.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to see.
Three series makes sense. He played one the first time.
Mariota play, a few series, and then Driscoll, and hopefully Trace plays at least a quarter.
Oh, I think Trace will get at least a quarter.
I hope. Yeah, that'd be great.
I wonder what they're planning on doing. Are they going to? They're gonna definitely keep three, and then they're gonna put the fourth on the practice squad. Is that what they're thinking about doing? So I mean, Hartman, they gave him $250,000 signing bonus. I think. I think Hartman's gonna be a lot. Well, maybe they put him in injury reserve.
I mean,
I don't think they're gonna cut Hartman when they gave him that signing bonus.
I don't think they would keep three.
And so they're gonna
Maybe with a rookie quarterback they would, but I don't think they would keep three.
I wouldn't think so either, but so I don't quite understand what's going on over there.
Well, we'll find out.
I actually liked all the quarterbacks. I thought, Mariota didn't do anything, but I thought Driscoll was fine, and I thought Hartman was good. So
I mean, they're backups, but
yeah, but I mean they're fine. I get that. Jeff says
any of them.
If you need to, go to them, the season's right. over. But
okay. No, not for a game or two. For a game or two, that's the way I look at it.
Yeah, I don't.
Let's go to Matt.
I don't look at it that way.
Let's go to Matt in Richmond.
What's up, Matt?
That's how they're more likely to come in, is to play a game or two, not to play a whole season.
What's Matt. Going on, Matt?
I'm good. How are you all?
Good. What's up, man?
What's going on?
All right. So I hear this morning on your show that EB is tired of opening the show with "What's up, donkeys?"
Yeah.
Donkeys. I'm just embarrassed by it.
I'm tired of hearing "Enter Sandman" by Metallica. I mean, what's the point? Get over the hill.
Just because it's been our intro for 30 years.
Well, not 30 years, but the last 15. But it's just an iconic song. Gets you fired up. We just like it. You think it sucks when Virginia Tech runs out to Enter Sandman?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I mean, it's fair. I've been outvoted. I'm kind of with you.
You're sick of Enter Sandman.
Yeah, I think there are other choices, but
hey, you could try whatever you want.
If you want to switch it up.
I don't think the song sucks, but you can do whatever you want. To me, it just kind of, at this point, it kind of signals, hey, the junks are coming on. But hey, if you hate it, let's trade.
I can't believe that.
I'll trade Enter Sandman for you, and let's stop saying donkeys.
I don't hate Enter Sandman. It's on my Spotify.
Yeah. I don't know how you could hate it. Let's go to Rod in Landover. Rod, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, man? Speaking of, I think the Redskins Commanders, that I think they probably win about maybe, I give them about maybe six, maybe seven games. I don't like the weapons around our quarterback, our offensive line. We'll see. B-Rob in the backfield, I think he's pretty okay. There's times where he run hard, hit the hole. There's other times where it's just like, what is he doing? It seems like he don't see the hole. Mm-hmm. Our receivers, they just seem like they never get separation. I mean, even the catch in the preseason. I mean, Diame Brown is supposed to be one of the fastest receivers we got, and the guy was right there on him.
That's true. It was good coverage.
It was great coverage. And I don't even think the guy was a starter. He was like their backup cornerback. So they don't get a lot of separation. The receivers, last year, Sam Howell, I was watching the game. I think it was against the Jets. And I remember the commentator commentating the game, he had made mention. He said the Washington receivers are not getting open.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so some of them sacks that Sam Howell took last year was the fact that the receivers wasn't getting open as well. So I just think, you know, with the weapons that he got around him, the fact that he's a rookie, he's going to have some growing pains in the NFL because being that the NFL is talking a lot about him, I'm sure defenses right now are licking their chops and they just can't wait to get a piece of this guy. And I also think, you know, our schedule, we play the AFC North. You know, that's a tough division. You know, our division, we can squeak three wins out of that division. You would think we would sweep the Giants, but we never do.
No, Giants play them tough.
Yep.
I mean, I think some people agree with you. Look,
thanks,
there are some people who are very optimistic, and it's really based on Jaden Daniels.
Minimum threshold.
It's based on the new head coach, the assumption that the coaching is going to be better. The schedule is softer. I know he brings up the AFC North, but overall, their schedule is easier because you finish in last place. That's just the way it works. So there are some things working for them, but they had the worst defense in the league last year. The worst. Should it be better? Yes. They've got offensive line issues. I think he's right. You know, some of those metrics say their separation is not great. Now, he was saying Diami was going up against a backup. Well, Diami's a backup.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they are lifting him up to top three, he's a backup.
But he
brings up good points, and the same points we've been talking about for weeks.
Some points. But I would say this. For my overall happiness, we got to get to 7. 6 ain't going to cut it.
No.
That's not good enough.
No. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on an open line Thursday here on The Junk.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.